Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Morondoy, Eva tested the boundaries of her newfound freedom, seeking permission from Simon to attend a late-night birthday party in town. Seeing John's commitment to sobriety and counseling, and hearing of his clean bill of health, Coretta got ideas about rekindling some romance with her husband. John, however, had no such intentions. He said that the marriage was failing, and informed her that he was moving out. Coretta was not letting go. Back at Simon's, he confronted Pepper about a mysterious phone call. A man asking to speak to his child mother. Pepper claimed it must have been a prank call or a wrong number. As we return to Morondoy, Denzel has a special request for Zena.
Denzel, breakfast looks so good.
Thanks, Zena. I put my foot in it.
My personal chef. I might not cook another day in my life.
Okay. Now we have fruits, steak and egg with some avocado toast, and I got you some fresh coconut water.
Lovely.
Bon appetit, baby.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Thanks, baby.
You're welcome.
Went to the gym this morning?
Yeah, but I wanted to talk to you about something.
What's that, hon?
All right. Where do I start?
You know, you can talk to me about anything, right?
Okay, here it goes. I want you to stop pursuing charges against me.
What?
I want you to drop the case.
Why would I do that?
Because, look, my mother has been through enough, Zena.
Then she should have kept her hands to herself.
But Zena, why...
Denzel, you saw how she came into my house and attacked me.
But you are going around telling people she had something to do with your accident.
Because that is what I believe.
But it makes no sense.
You know, Catalina doesn't want us together.
Yes, but I know my mother. She's not an evil person who would have someone knock you down on purpose.
You can't swear for anyone but yourself.
Zena, you have no evidence that my mother was involved, and what you are doing is dangerous.
I could have been killed.
I understand that, but come on, man. Mom had nothing to do with that.
Well, until the police tell me otherwise, I'm going to continue. I need justice for what happened to me. Catalina, or whoever she hired to do this, will not get away with this.
Zina, listen to yourself.
I'm aware of what I'm saying.
You really believe my mother paid someone to knock you down?
Yes, that is what I believe.
Zina, that makes no sense.
Why doesn't it make sense when Catalina has been loud about not wanting us together?
But that doesn't mean she would do this.
So, you don't believe me?
Look, we can't go around accusing people without evidence.
That is why the police are investigating.
Okay.
Denzel, listen to me. You will have to pick a side.
What?
It's either me or your mother.
Zina, no, no. Zina, are you serious?
Do I look like I'm laughing?
Wow.
So, what is it going to be? Me or her?
You can't ask me to choose between you and my mother. Zina, that's crazy.
Make a choice.
That is an impossible choice to make.
Do you love me, Denzel?
Zina, of course I love you. But I also love my mother.
But I am your woman.
Okay, and that is my mother, the woman who gave birth to me.
And who abandoned you when you were a child from Myrtle to raise you?
Oh, wow. So we're going there.
Am I lying?
Nah. This is unreal.
Make a choice.
I am not going to make a choice. And I don't appreciate you bringing up my past to take a job at my mother.
Didn't she abandon you and Alexis?
She didn't abandon us. She was young and out making money so she could support us. She would come and see me and Alexis when she could.
You're making all the excuses you can for a poor excuse of a mother.
Enough, Zina!
Who do you think you're raising your voice at?
Look, I don't want to fight.
I think we already are. And I'm not changing my mind about what I want.
Wow.
So, what is it going to be? Me or her?
Zina, you are my woman. But my mother will always be my mother, you understand?
Okay then. Well, I'm giving you an ultimatum. You either choose your mother or you choose me. And if you decide to choose your mother, then I will have no choice but to ask you to leave.
Really, Zina?
I'm not playing with you, Denzel. Your mother was involved in my hit and run. And then she came into my house and assaulted me. I'm not letting that go. You either fully support me or you leave.
Good day, Mrs. Vera.
Sergeant Murray, good day.
Nice to see you. What brings you to the station today?
I just came to check and see if there are any updates on my hit and run case.
We don't have any leads so far.
How you mean? The guilty person is walking around free?
Ms. Zina, I know you believe that Catalina had something to do with the accident, but we have no evidence of that.
Then you're not looking hard enough.
Are you telling the police how to do their job?
This is my life you're talking about, Sergeant Murray. Not only is she involved in my hit and run, she came into my house and assaulted me.
You women fought. She was angry after hearing what you were saying about her.
Whose side are you on, Sergeant Murray?
I am on no one's side, I promise. However, we cannot accuse people when there is no evidence.
Do your job, and you will find the evidence.
Is that all today, Mrs. Vera?
I feel you're not taking my case seriously.
I promise you, we're working.
This country has many unsolved crimes, and I don't want mine to be one of those.
We're doing everything we can.
But Kathleen is still walking free. She needs to be questioned thoroughly. If you need to lock her up for a few days so she can break down and admit the truth, then do that.
Are you okay, Zina?
Excuse me?
I don't mean this as an insult, but you don't seem like yourself.
Try being hit by a car and assaulted in your own house, Sergeant Martin.
My apologies.
You know what? I wasted my time coming here.
Miss Zina.
I'm not going to let this go.
Hi, Yaga.
Sergeant Murray! Good day! Like you come to help me water my garden?
It would be a pleasure, Miss Myrtle. It's Catalina home?
Yes, she's inside. Catalina!
Yes, Auntie Martha?
Come a minute, please.
All right, I'll come in.
Your tomatoes look lovely, Miss Martha.
You can carry some when you're going.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
You do a little planting too?
A little something. Some okras and bora.
Wow, that's nice.
Auntie Martha? Oh, Sergeant Murray. Good day.
Hey, Catalina. Good day.
What's going on?
I came not in my capacity as an officer, but as a family friend.
Oh, okay.
Catalina, this issue between you and Zina can't be amicably resolved.
I would love to resolve it. But Zina, like, she determined that I go to jail or something.
Look, I am so disappointed in Zina. I really thought that we were friends.
She's been visiting and calling the station every day. We have no leads on her hit and run. It's like a mystery.
I'm still very angry that she's going around accusing me. Sergeant Murray, I had nothing to do with it. And it's upsetting that Zina is going around the place telling people this.
I understand. So, my advice is this. We need mediation. Talk this thing out. At the end of the day, you might even end up becoming family.
Uh-uh. How so?
She and young Denzel might get married.
Sergeant Murray, look, don't lie cost you this afternoon.
Lord, you're in control.
I apologize.
My son will wake up and see the light. He will not be marrying that.
Okay. I get it. But please, you ladies can come together, man. Work this out. Meanwhile, we'll go after whoever's responsible for the hit and run.
Thanks for everything you're doing, Sergeant Murray.
Yes, thank you.
Maybe I can facilitate a meeting between Catalina and Zina. We have always been able to talk.
As if I want to talk to Shin.
This is a serious situation. It requires common sense and prayers.
Zina, you went to the station today to complain again about my mother?
She called you.
Why are you so determined to see my mother in jail?
Denzel, I'm not about to get into this argument with you again. We're all big people and we have sense.
But what you're doing is making no sense. Meanwhile, whoever really knocked you down, getting away with it.
Yeah, your mother.
Wow.
I already told you, you need to choose.
You know what? Maybe I shouldn't stay here tonight.
Where are you going?
I'm going to go out and cool my head.
You don't run away from your problems. You stay and face them.
What do you think this is, Zina? Giving me an ultimatum? Asking me to choose between you and my mother? Woman, are you crazy?
What?
Look, this is not what you think it is. Not because you're older than me, it means I'm going to allow you to treat me like a child and tell me what I can and cannot do.
Also, so why don't you get out of my house then?
Fine, I'll pack my things.
Denzel, wait.
What, Zina?
Look, I know you don't want to leave. We can work this out. We love each other.
I don't want to fight anymore with you, Zina.
Come on. Kiss me. Let me remind you why you should choose me.
That's it. Look, I need some fresh air.
And where are you going? Denzel? Come back here!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.